Judah chapter 1. Judah, the servant of Yeshua the Messiah, and brother of James, to those who are sanctified by Elohim the Father, and preserved in Yeshua the Messiah, and called. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write to you concerning the common salvation, it was needful for me to write to you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered to the saints. For some men have crept in unexpectedly, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, unelohimly men, turning the grace of our Elohim into lasciviousness and denying the only sovereign Elohim and our Master Yeshua the Messiah. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, that Yeshua, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their first state, but left their own habitation, He has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness to the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, of sexual perversion sodomy, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil and disputing about the body of Moses, did not dare bring against him a railing accusation, but said, Yeshua rebuke you. But these speak evil of those things which they do not know, but what they know naturally, as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them! For they have gone in the way of Cain, and run greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, they are clouds without water, carried about by winds, withered trees, without fruit, twice dead, plucked out by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom the blackness of darkness is reserved forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, Yeshua comes with tens of thousands of his saints. To execute judgment upon all, and to convict all who are unelohimly among them of all their unelohimly deeds which they have unelohimly committed, and of all their hard speeches which unelohimly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers and complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaks great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Master Yeshua the Messiah. That they told you there would be mockers in the last time, who would walk after their own unelohimly lusts. These are those who separate themselves, sensual, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of Elohim, looking for the mercy of our Master Yeshua the Messiah to eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To Elohim the only wise, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.